So describe the work you do now.
Right now, I work for the Vanuatu Flag Administration. It's, you know, you can, it's like registering a car. You can register a ship. You have to register a ship. But with ships, you can register it anywhere. Some people register it with their home country, like, let's say, U.S. or France, because you get special tax benefits if you're working in the, in that area. If you're not working in the area, it doesn't make any sense to register, especially with the U.S. So they'll go to an open registry. A lot of the popular ones are like Panama, Liberia, Marshall Islands. Vanuatu is just, we're small administration. And I do the safety regulation work, quality, compliance, security. I do the webmaster work.
How many employees are there?
We have 9 people at our office. Then 2 overseas offices that have 1 person each. And then our home office in Vanuatu.
So do you have the capabilities to register a vessel for a flag outside the U.S.? I mean, could you register a vessel for under a Panamanian flag?
No, just the Vanuatu flag.
Okay.
Just the, so if they don't want to go Panamanian, which they shouldn't anyway, they'll call us up and they register with us. Uh-huh. And I don't do the registration. I get the vessels after they've been registered, and I ensure that they comply with all the IMO conventions and regulations.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
And that the vessels are seaworthy and safe.
So do you do physical inspections, or are you kind of
surprised? No. No, we have inspectors, because the ships are everywhere around the world.
Right.
So we have inspectors that are third-party contractors for us.
Yeah.
One of the biggest groups is National Cargo Bureau. We utilize them because they're one of the best in the U.S. And we'll send an inspector to a ship to survey the vessel, make sure before we register it that it's safe,
yeah,
that it's not rusting apart beneath your feet. And then afterwards, every year, the vessel has to be inspected.
Yeah.
And the inspectors are my eyes and ears. They go there and tell me what's wrong. And then I get back to the owners and tell them this is what you need to fix. And this is, you know, this is why. I have to know all the IMO codes and conventions to do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. It's, some days it's really boring. I miss being at sea. I miss the fresh air.
Right.
Sitting behind a desk can really drain you some days. But you have to learn a lot. I've had to learn a ton in the year I've been there.
Imagine, yeah.
You know, coming from the U.S. flag, you don't deal a lot with the IMO, especially working for government ships.
Right.
You don't deal with IMO conventions. I had to really get caught up on all the conventions, and now with the Maritime Labor Convention that just came out, I've spent the past year, pretty much since I was hired on, working on that.
Interesting.
Which is a huge bill. I don't know how familiar you are with
it.
Yeah,
fairly familiar. I know U.S. hasn't signed on.
Vanuatu hasn't either.
Really? Okay.
But we're making our ships comply anyway.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, you know, we believe in, you know, the seafarers' rights. And also, to be frank, if you don't comply, port state control is going to get you.
Yeah.